Happy Friday, everybody. Wonderful to have you with us. By the way, it's not just Friday. This is Flag Day.
It is Flag Day.
247 years ago, the Continental Congress adopted the red, white, and blue as our national symbol and our national flag. So a happy birthday to Old Glory.
Happy birthday.
And
happy Flag Day.
Yeah, fly it proudly.
Looking at the building across from us and that flag flying high.
Yeah, on the old GM building.
Yeah.
Now the State of Michigan building. We know that former President Donald Trump's going to be coming to Detroit this Saturday, going to be having a roundtable, not necessarily a rally, but it is going to be a roundtable with black leaders and a black congregation at Church 180. It's going to be led by Pastor Lorenzo Sewell. We had a great conversation with him earlier this week. Talking about, it originally was going to be kind of a presidential speech to black Americans and black Detroiters. And he said, no, I want you to hear from my parishioners, my
people. I want to control who comes in.
Exactly. So they're going to have this roundtable to talk about issues, but also for former President Trump to hear from the people themselves what they think the key issues are. And they want to hear from him what he intends to do about the issues that most affect them. We do know that former President Trump has seen an incredible bump in black support, in some polls getting as much as 20% of the black vote. Ahead of his visit, area Democrats want to remind folks of the other side of the Trump and black voter story. Jasmine Harris is director of the African-American media for the Biden campaign, and we welcome her to JR Morning. Jasmine Harris, welcome.
Hi, how are you? I'm excited to be on the phone, and I am the director of Black Media, but I'm also a proud Michigander. I was born and raised in Farmington Hills, so I'm really happy to be on the phone with you all this morning.
Well, fantastic!
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we try to welcome home everybody here. It's amazing how many Michiganders we run into in these encounters. So as former President Trump is going to be arriving here about 4 o'clock tomorrow. You want to get out ahead of it. What's the main message to Black Detroiters ahead of that visit?
Yeah, you know, our main message is this. You know, 4 years ago, President Biden and Vice President Harris ran on specific promises to our community, right? And when you look at the progress that we have made 4 years later, there is no administration in modern history that has delivered more for Black America, that has fought to put us at the forefront of their administration more than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's why you have right now record low Black unemployment. That's why you have millions of new jobs created for Black folks right here in Detroit. You know, that's why you have, you know, healthcare costs across the board lowered and the amount of Black Americans with healthcare insurance at an all-time high. That's why you have Black-owned small businesses starting up at the fastest rate in generations, because the president and the vice president have fought to make sure that we have federal investments in these businesses to make sure that they're successful, right? And that's what you have in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, an administration that literally has a record to show us. These are the issues that you told us you cared about 4 years ago. We've delivered on these issues like we told you we would. We care about you. We value you. And it's time to give us 4 more years to continue on this progress. And then on the other side, you have Donald Trump, who, you know, 4 years ago was a complete failure as a president. We have to remember that this is the man that during the pandemic told us to inject bleach into ourselves. His inability to lead us through the pandemic disproportionately fell on the shoulders of Black folks, Black Detroiters specifically. We have to remember that it was our community, our friends, our family members, our church members who were disproportionately left dead because of Trump's inability to lead us through the pandemic. We have to remember that Trump is a racist. This is a man that falsely accused the Central Park Five. This is a man that during his time as a businessman in New York, you know, discriminated against renting his buildings to Black tenants. This is a man who encouraged white nationalism every chance that he get. He's a racist. And so when you look at the choice in this election, particularly as it pertains to Black America, we simply cannot afford another Donald Trump president. So we have too much at stake this time around. And so as he continues these, you know, disingenuous voter engagement events, We just have to remember who he is. He's a fraud. He does not care about us. And he'll continue to host, like, the, you know, these fake events where he's acting as if he's listening. He's acting as if he cares. But if there's one thing that we all know about Donald Trump, it is that he puts himself first. It's that he only cares about himself. And so we know who he is, and we won't be fooled by these disingenuous events.
And, you know, Jasmine, you know, I've spoken to a lot of African-Americans in the city, I mean, in the actual city of Detroit, and not just in, you know, in the metro Detroit. And a lot of them tell me, they say, listen, they said, yeah, you know, I don't like some of the things he's said or done. But, you know, when he was president, I had more money in my pocket. I had, you know, the
inflation was never above 3% under Donald Trump. Hasn't been below 3% under Joe Biden.
My eggs, you know, didn't cost as much. My gas didn't cost as much, you know, and so they're leaning more towards that because of that situation. What do you say to that?
I think we have to remember that Joe Biden was handled a really, really tough situation after Donald Trump left this economy completely shattered because he couldn't get us through the pandemic. And so what I say to those folks is there is truly only one candidate in this election who cares about making your life better. The people that Donald Trump put at the forefront of his administration were his billionaire friends. He does not relate to us. He does not care about us, no matter what color you are. He does not care about the average American who's working every day, sending their kids to school every day. Because if he did, he would have supported and passed policies during his time in office that cared about those things. Even when we look at gun control, when we look at having safer communities, when we look at being comfortable sending our kids to school every day, not worried about an active shooter or something like that. Only Joe Biden has worked to pass the most, you know, the most far-reaching gun control legislation in 30 years. Look at Trump. What is he doing? He's best friends with the folks in the NRA. And so when you talk to these people, ask them about the issues they care about most. And I guarantee you it's Joe Biden administration who has delivered on those issues, and it's Donald Trump who has truly not cared about it at all.
Jasmine, what do you make of this trend that seems that Black men, at least, are sort of trending toward Donald Trump and seeing him in a different light than they did 4 years ago?
I think that, you know, there's always going to be conversations around polling every election. You know, that's not something that we can control. But polls are just polls. You know, it's the voters that will decide this election. It's the Black voters in Detroit who decided this election in 2020 and will do so again this go around. And it's those voters that we're really focusing on. Our campaign in August of last year announced, you know, the largest investment in Black outreach of any reelection campaign in history. And that's because we understand and we value Black voters. And we're truly campaigning and working to reach Black voters where they're at to make sure that they understand the choice that they have in this election. Donald Trump is not doing that. You know, he's hosting these fake engagement events. He's continuing to be a racist and spreading racist rhetoric. And we also have to look at this man is a convicted felon, right? And so there's only one way that Michiganders, there's only one way that the American people can keep a convicted felon out of the White House, and that's at the Black ballot box in November. And so that's what we're working towards, and that's what we're focused on.
Jasmine, is there no acknowledgement that some of these issues are colorblind? And that, in fact, that Black Americans are probably hit harder by the high gas prices, the high inflation. And yes, you're right about the record unemployment, and that's terrific, and we applaud Joe Biden for that. But the biggest drop in Black unemployment came under Donald Trump. And listen, I'm not a fan, okay? You won't see me leading the Trump parade. But do you disavow all of those numbers?
I think you focus on the fact that we have record low Black unemployment, and not just like to also touch on that. Not only is it record low Black unemployment, it's Black owned small businesses starting.
It's 4.6%, and that is something to applaud. It was 4.9% under Donald Trump. The drop is not that large.
Listen, I think you have to listen to what I'm saying, please. You know, you had me on this show. Listen to what I'm saying. You have record low Black unemployment. You have millions of new jobs created for Black workers. You have Black-owned small businesses starting up at the fastest rate in generations. You have the Black wealth gap, the racial wealth gap closed by 60% under this administration. You have billions of dollars invested in our nation's HBCUs, which are responsible for the largest percentage of Black doctors, Black lawyers,
all of
Black
that is
healthcare
laudable.
Providers. And you have billions forgiven in student loan debt, which disproportionately affects Black college goers. And so when you look at
what about the Blacks that didn't go to college that are paying for that with their taxes?
And that's why Joe Biden is working to keep costs down across the board. And so it's not just about one type of Black person. And there's only one candidate in this election that understands that Black folks are not a monolith. When you talk to Donald Trump, or when you talk to folks in Donald Trump's camp, ask them about Black people. See how they talk about us. See how they view us. There's a complete non-understanding of what it is like as a Black person in this country. And we know that because he's a racist. There's no way that he could possibly really be working on our behalf when he doesn't even think that we're equal to our white counterparts.
Well, it's
you don't have anything to say to that?
Well, no, I'm letting you say what you say, but I'm saying there are Black Americans that are still deeply hurt by macroeconomic factors that happened on Joe Biden's watch, and you don't seem to want to acknowledge that. That's all I was trying to do, is to say, statistically, let's level the playing field here a little bit. I welcome you. I think it's a great, you've had an opening salvo. Let's listen to what Donald Trump says when he speaks to those African-American parishioners in Detroit. And we'll have you back on and see what you think about his responses.
Yeah, and I also think let's listen to the Black leaders of Detroit and their responses of having Donald Trump here. You know, me, you know, I'm a campaign voice, right?
Sure.
Well, let's listen to the Black folks who were born and raised in Detroit, like my mother. Let's listen to the Black leaders like Reverend Wendell Anthony, who welcomed Joe Biden to Detroit a couple weeks back, and as he gave the keynote address at the NAACP Freedom Fund dinner. Let's listen to the Black leaders who are talking to Black folks in Detroit every
Absolutely.
Day and truly do understand the struggles that they're going through. I promise you, they are not, and if you have them on your show, they are not going to tell you that they are hearing from Black folks every day who are talking about how amazing Donald Trump was for them and talking about how they can't wait to send him back to the White House. I guarantee you that's not the rhetoric that they're hearing, or the rhetoric that I'm hearing from my family and friends.
And ahead of the Freedom Fund dinner, Reverend Anthony was here, and we welcome him. He knows our door is always open to him and other Black leaders as well, Jasmine. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your passion.
Of course. Have a great day.
You too. 647 on Newstalk 760. Coming up, Hilton Napoleon, Benny Napoleon's brother, with a great honor for his late brother that we want to let you know about. That's next at 649.